Hagman and the Hagman Report, thehealthmasters.com. Ted Brewer is our guest, Dr. Ted Brewer. You know, Ted and Sharon and his family, Austin, his wife, they've got some new pictures out, promo pictures. They're fantastic. And you know, so some people might say, oh my goodness, that's vain. No, it's not. You know what it is when, you take care of your body, when you ingest supplements that actually work, things happen to your body. You gain muscle, you lose fat, your gray hair starts to turn back to its normal color, your systems begin to work as they're supposed to. This is why healthmasters.com, this is why the only supplements we take are from healthmasters.com. We believe in this company. We've seen the videos, how their products are made. This second to none. And if you do nothing else, folks, if you do nothing else, everyone does or should be taking a vitamin, multivitamin daily. If you're not doing that, please start and do it via healthmasters.com. It helps Ted, it helps us, it helps everyone really stay on the air. Healthmasters.com. And I can tell you this, my life has been positively revolutionized by Health Masters nutritional supplements. Before we get back to Ted, I want to just direct everyone's attention to PreciousTimber.com. PreciousTimber.com. Alex Wilson, a great friend of the program, he's doing so many things for so many people. Third world countries, Nicaragua. Folks, the initiatives that Alex Wilson is involved in, they're many, they're incredible. This is a company that's environmentally focused. Now, I'm not talking about the, you know, bogus climate change stuff. I'm talking about helping the environment the way it's meant to be. They also have 4 accredited investors. They've got coconuts, for example. Coconuts, profits, and coconuts. So many things. Visit PreciousTimber.com, PreciousTimber.com, and have a look around at their website. We know that there's something for you. Coconuts, from coconuts to other investment potentials, investments, it's all there. PreciousTimber.com. Contact Alex Wilson if you have any questions, and let him know you heard it on the Hagman and Hagman Report. Healthmasters.com. Dr. Ted Brewer, take it away, sir.
Doug, I think it's, by the way, thank you. Let me give you a little testimony real quick. I'm up here in Georgia right now, and I met a subcontractor the other day, and I started talking to him, and he's a young guy, he's 37 years old, and he has a problem. He has high blood pressure, and as soon as they started him on the high blood pressure medicine, he went impotent. And now he's got the high blood sugar. And so he asked me, he said, I don't know what to do. I got really bad allergies. I've got really bad blood pressure. I've got really bad, my blood sugar is going up. I don't know what to do. And I said, well, there's some natural things that you can do. So he set him up a protocol, and he called me up this morning. He started on the products yesterday, and he called me up this morning. He goes, my blood sugar has already dropped 10 points in one day. Is that possible? I said, yeah, it's possible. And he said, and my allergies already seem to be much better after one day. Is that possible? I said, yeah, that's possible. And I said, it depends on how compliant you are as far as the supplement regimen that you're taking. Because remember, when you give your body the nutrients that it needs, it will heal itself. That's the most important thing to remember. That's why the U.S. right now is leading the world when it comes to healthcare costs, because we are not giving our bodies what it needs. We're taking drugs instead of that. We'll talk about why that's happened. Also, we're going to talk about allergies in children and adults in a few minutes. That's why I'm going to bring up this subcontractor that I was working with. He's already having tremendous results. But guys, it's just so important that we understand what's going on with the globalists right now. What we're doing is they're trying to develop a technological sub-reality. That's what they're doing. We talked about this earlier in the show already. And this is all based on smart networks and controlled by technology. You know, Kurzweil basically said now that the human brain is going to be connected to the cloud by 2030 with implants. Humans are going to be thinking, in linking into artificial computers, into artificial reality through the D-Wave computer, which will do the thinking for the humans. They want drones. They don't want humans that are going to be using thought and making their own decision. And what we have to understand is this, that this global grid needs to be accessible by everyone, and that's why they're using these chemtrails and the aluminum and the barium, because they're trying to connect us, because they would increase the transmitting quality of the stratosphere. Before then, the ionosphere was carrying so many electric charges to bring it back down to Earth. This is part of the transhuman agenda, to bathe the entire Earth in Wi-Fi. This is why they're actually doing sub-Saharan Africa with satellites, to bathe sub-Saharan Africa with satellite, with Wi-Fi. Now, the reason they're doing this is when they track you and they ingest, when they give you the smart dust and you start becoming a receiving sending unit through your central nervous system, they can track the slave race, which is what we've become on this planet. We're basically given slave trackers. We call them iPhones and cell phones, etc. And now that wasn't good enough because slaves have a tendency to escape or to take the batteries out of the machine. They will put these trackers into us personally. That's why they're doing it. This is going to affect everything because we're going to be in an environment that's filled with electromagnetic radiation. And they want to change this by spraying us constantly. That's why all of these other stories in the media are important. The thing, especially with Seth Rich, that's really, really important. All the stuff that they're doing with Trump right now, that's really, really important. But the sub-reality is that we've got a group of these weirdos that are doing this to us through the CIA, through these Sabbateans, through this D-Wave computer, that are trying to change the entire planet to terraform it, so to speak. In fact, so to speak, that's exactly why they're doing it. These smart, we're teaching us how to wear smart watches and Google glasses because they want to get all of this, all of these devices on the body, and now they're getting them in the body. Now they're out, people out there in Sweden now, they're actually taking chip implants, so when they go to work in the morning, the doors will open automatically for them. This is what it's all about. Now, this is so important that we understand this. And now the next thing that I want to talk about is how they're using these sacrifices, which they're doing everything they possibly can to cover up, of these children. I mean, this organ trafficking and this child trafficking. So many of these children are being trafficked out of Haiti and out of the third world countries, are being used for ritual, satanic sacrifice, and for organ harvesting. In fact, I had a guest on who used to work for the CIA several weeks ago on my show, and he said it's unbelievable. The weapons, the cash, the drugs, the human trafficking, the organ trafficking, all of the stuff these guys are involved in. I mean, think about this. We bring $1 trillion worth of heroin into the United States out of Afghanistan every single year into the U.S. That's bigger than the automobile industry. I mean, $1 trillion a year, and that's what's funding this shadow government through the Exchange Stability Fund, which there's a really good series, Doug and Joe. I think you guys probably have watched it. It's like a 6-part series on the Exchange Stability Fund that's available on YouTube completely for free. They're like 8 or 9 minutes apiece. You can start with number one and work your way through it. And in 1934, this group, this banking group, this elite banking group, these Rothschilds, these Sabbateans, they came in and they took over the treasury of the United States through this Exchange Stability Fund, through the Federal Reserve Bank. And when this happened, it gave them the money and the ability to run enough money through the banks, through this drug trafficking. They said that many of the New York banks, they're so involved in laundering the money, this $1 trillion, that if this money was taken away from them, Doug and Joe, they would simply go bankrupt. So it's something that's going on right under our noses that we're not even aware of, that these guys are involved in all of this stuff. Now, what you always find out is this. When you get up to the higher levels of society, you know, with the royalty and these people that are running a lot of things, you always find a much higher concentration of pedophiles in the upper level of society. You always have to understand that, because remember, this reality that we live in is a frequency band of visible light. It's kind of like being in a radio station on a dial. Let's say if we wanted to tune into 91.1, you know, 91.5 won't come in, or 89.1 won't come in, but 91.1 comes in. Well, that's the frequency that we live on. But connecting to our frequency are multiple other dimensions and different types of frequencies. And this is what we've talked about so many times on your show. Now, these angels and these demons, they live at a different wavelength, a different bandwidth, so to speak. And they feed off of human energy. That's like the Bible says, that that Satan runs about as a roaring lion seeking those who may devour. It's kind of like the movie The Matrix. There's a sub-reality going on with us that these guys are trying to manipulate and control, and they're doing this through their demonic sacrifice. This was taught to them by the fallen angels and the Druidic worship way back in the book of Genesis, and also in the book of Enoch. It goes into detail on how they do all of this stuff as far as why they do it. This demonic force feeds off of human energy. It basically turns the dial as close as it can to us to get as much energy from us as they possibly can. They live on the negative energy. They want wars. They want addiction. They want hatred. They want bitterness. They want envy. They want all of this stuff. But they don't want love and joy and peace. They don't want that. That's why Jesus says perfect love casts out fear. They want fear. That's why so much of the media is always fear-mongering. And that's why I know on your show and my show, we try not to do that. We try to do the best we possibly can to make our shows as edifying and uplifting as we possibly can. And we tell people how to combat all of this stuff without having to go into this negative, negative energy, which is extremely draining. Now, this pedophile sabotaging elite, that this is, that they're possessed primarily by these demons, and I believe that demon possession is very real. And if you don't believe that, why don't you listen to Rush Dizdar a little bit and let him talk to you? They want to have this prepubescent energy. They want to feed on a child's energy when it's in its most purest state. That's why they're doing all of these rituals on children. You know, look at the Old Testament, Doug, Joe. Look at the sacrifices to Baal and to Moloch. They were always sacrificing their children. They were sacrificing their babies. They were sacrificing their children, you know, throughout the entire Old Testament. And God got so fed up with these guys that were doing that. He says, why do you guys continually provoke me and do all of this stuff? This stuff needs to stop. They want the energy of children. The young virgins that were sacrificed, that we read about with the Aztecs and all these other races that were here before us in the continental United States and in South America, they fast sacrificed all of these. They said young virgins. Well, they were young virgins, all right. They were probably 3 and 4 year old children that were girls. You know, women are actually held in that captivity, and they're called breeders. And these children that these women have are sacrificed to control and to feed this sub-reality. This is what Satanism is. It's the interaction with these demons and this sub-reality that is all around us. That's why the Bible says, you know, this stuff is around us, that our battle is not with flesh and blood, but all of these other forces. And what happens during these sacrifices, they create what's called an energetic gateway, where these demons can actually manifest. And we've seen this repeatedly in videos that we've watched, even in church services, when evangelists will actually cast out demons. And this coming into these people and coming into this reality creates huge amounts of energy for these guys. Requires huge amounts of energy. And one type of energy, if you read in Newton's laws of physics, is heat energy. And what's interesting about this is why a lot of times when these demons come into a room or they manifest, the room will go cold. You know, there's testimonies of countless people who have actually been involved with working with casting out demons, and they say when the demon enters, the entire room goes ice cold. You feel a dramatic chill in temperature. That's because the energy that's being drained from the environment to let this demon do this to manifest is causing the temperature of the room to drop. I remember a few years ago, I was up here in Georgia with a realtor friend of mine and Sharon, and we were driving around. We went by this back country road. I mean, in the middle of nowhere. It looked like something you'd see on a horror movie. And all of a sudden, I felt a deep chill come over me. I felt something. And I looked at Sharon. I said, something bad's going on here. And then we passed through it. And the girl was with us. Her name was Marcia. She goes, what do you mean? I said, I feel something. Something's happened. Something has scarred the envelope of space-time in this area right here. Something bad happened here, whether it was yesterday, 10 years ago, 100 years ago. It's something has happened. And see, and this is what we have. This is why the Holy Spirit allows us to feel these things and to know these things, because when God's frequency comes in us, it changes us and it allows us to resonate with His frequency. So it tunes us in. Like if the frequency of God is 91.1, when you become a Christian, you basically get tuned in to 91.1 frequency. And you become filled with the Holy Spirit. And when you start to wander away from that particular channel or that particular frequency, you can feel that you're doing something wrong. That's why God said He wrote His laws on our hearts through the Holy Spirit. This ritual abuse draws the energy basically out of this child. And this is what they do. They want to take as much energy from this child as they possibly can. Many leadership families around the world, including the royal families, which we mentioned earlier, are involved in these types of sacrifices. These are the bloodlines of the benign Nephilim. They call themselves the sons of the fallen. These are the leadership rulers of the planet who've been continually breeding with their own bloodlines for thousands of years to try to maintain the purity of their satanic genetics. This is some crazy stuff, Doug. But these people have no empathy. These satanic bloodlines, they like to create world wars. They don't care if they go into Iraq and kill a million people. They have no emotional consequence because they have no empathy, no compassion. The compassion and the empathy is the fail-safe mechanism of human behavior. That's why God tells us to do unto others as we'd have them do unto us. It creates a fail-safe mechanism in children when you teach them that, to not want to do things that are bad to other human beings or to animals. But these people who are involved in all of these different occult ceremonies, Doug, they don't have an empathy. They don't have feeling like that. These are the groups that are running the world and committing these sacrifices that involved in all this child pedophile behavior. That's why they
ambulatory don't psychopaths.
That's exactly
Sorry.
Right.
Ambulatory psychopaths. Yeah.
That is exactly right. That is exactly right. Because like you and I would say, they would never do this, but we know they do. No, the truth of the matter is, and to your listeners, we, you and me, Doug, we would never do this. These people do this all the time, because when they drink these children's blood, when all these molecules and fear molecules are in here, they literally get a rush which feeds these demons. And so that's why we have to understand that it's this group of people that are doing this, that are running the planet, who don't want us to have love and live life, you know, honestly, with truth and with empathy, because they want us to reduce the empathy. And one of the ways they've been doing this, and guys, let me share something with you, is through the violent video games that they've been programming the children with. You know, I remember years ago I spoke to a full bird colonel who worked actually in computer warfare. I won't give you her name. Her grandfather was one of the top generals in the Korean War, and this lady's a friend of mine, and she told me that she basically worked with soldiers and troops, and so they learned how to train them, having them play like the warfare video games to reduce the empathy when it came to killing people, because after they've killed 2,000 or 3,000 people in a video game, their sub-reality changes, their empathy changes, and it allows them to do what needs to be done on the battlefield without having to think about the consequences or the moral implications of it, Doug. So what do you think?
I'm not sure I can add anything to that. I mean, there it is laid out for you, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's just that simple. Or it's that exquisitely evil. I don't know. I guess they're not mutually exclusive, so.
Well, yeah. It goes back to all the other stuff that we talked about, Doug. You've got all of this stuff that's being used to change the populations through epigenetics. And here's what's interesting about this. What epigenetics is, it's basically how certain things that happen in the environment are transferred through generations. Let me give you an example. The Simeon 40 vaccine, which was given to the polio vaccine back in the 60s, it was basically a live monkey cancer cell from the kidneys of a monkey that was given to us orally, and we ingested this live cells. And when that happened, we had a huge increase in brain, breast, and bone cancer in the United States. 100 million people were given this virus on purpose. It was tested on us. And what's happened now, we have this huge increase of cancer in the United States. But here's what's even more interesting. The Simeon 40 vaccine type stuff has no longer been given for decades and decades and decades. But the children and the grandchildren of the people who were given this have that in their DNA and in their genetics. When they get tested for it, they test positive for it, even though they were never given it to them. They changed our DNA and incorporated this stuff into our DNA, which was transmitted through childhood and through childbirth to the next generation. Is that crazy or what?
Yeah, I mean, it's frightening.
And that's why they're doing this to us, and that's why they're doing the GMO stuff to us. Now, on my show today, I told everybody we're going to talk about what we just talked about with this demon stuff, which I don't like talking about because it's so unbelievably negative. Yeah, go ahead, Doug.
Just real quick before we get away from this subject, you know, when we talk about the mark of the beast, when we talk about you know, this technocracy rising, you know, AI, a lot of people, and even with chemtrails and vaccines, wonder the effects these things have on our DNA, and to what extent. I mean, everybody knows that who reads scripture that when you take the mark of the beast, that you're, you know, basically wholly turned over to evil, and then there's no redemption from that. And, you know, a lot of people will go and say that the DNA that transfers or changes your DNA in some way, and I guess there wouldn't be a question here except to say things like, how far could they change your DNA from, you know, external forces, whether it's, you know, the stuff that's in the food, the air, the water, how big of an effect can these things have on your DNA?
Great question, Joe. But first of all, let me give the Christians hope. Because what happens is this, and I've discussed this. In fact, it was the biggest show we've ever done with you guys. We talked about the blood of Christ. You know, I never could understand why, you know, the blood was so important, because, you know, the satanic groups use they use blood in their sacrifices. And what I learned, and God actually revealed this to me one day during a prayer, that what happens is this. The reason the blood of Jesus was so important is because it's interdimensional. If you take the blood out of a human being, let's say here in Florida or in Georgia, and you transfer a pint of that blood and you keep it alive and you send it down to Australia on that overnight express and you keep it at the perfect temperature, oxygenated, and you have the person in Florida or Georgia watch a scary movie and they release fear molecules, the blood in Australia will release the same fear molecules. Now, when that happens, it's because there's a quantum connection in this. We have our bodies our minds, everything, have what's called quantum entanglement with other people. That's why so many times when you pick up a telephone to call somebody, you pick up the phone, happened to be just the other day, and that person's already on the other line. When you pick up the line, it didn't even ring. You picked it up, and they're on the phone. That's called quantum entanglement. What happened with me, I remember years ago, 12 years ago, my mom died, and you're always very quantumly entangled with your mother because you were in her for so many years. Because remember, your mom's eggs were given to her at birth, the eggs that she reproduces herself with, and they basically become fertile as she reaches puberty, and they cycle through the ovulation cycle, one egg, sometimes two eggs a month. And then what happens is, after she runs out of eggs or her hormones change, she stops ovulating and she's no longer capable of reproduction. But those eggs were with her from the very beginning. So my mom was born in 1916, so that my egg was with her in 1916 when she was born. And yes, my mom would be over 100 years old now. My dad would be, gosh, 116 years old now, because I'm 61 years old. And so what happens is this, because of quantum entanglement, because you're tied to your mother, a lot of times if something goes wrong with you, your mother feels it. Sometimes when something goes wrong with your mother, you feel it. The night my mom died, I'll never forget this, I didn't know she was dying because I had not been informed that hospice had been called in. And because my sister had power of attorney, I have a very bad relationship with my sister. And so what ended up happening is, I remember 4 o'clock in the morning, I woke up with having nightmares and dreams of my mom and being raised in a childhood and all this other kind of stuff that we went through. And I woke up soaking wet, and I was in the bathroom like at 5 o'clock in the morning, just dripping wet. Sharon said, "Are you okay? You've been tossing for the past 2 hours." And I said, "Yeah." I said, "I've got to go up to St. Louis this morning, and I've got to do this big seminar tonight." And I said, "The problem is," I said, "I'm exhausted. I don't know what's going on. I feel absolutely horrible. I had this crazy dream last night, in the last couple of hours, and I couldn't shake it. You couldn't get rid of the dream." Well, what happens, I get on the airplane later on that day. I get to St. Louis around 3 o'clock, and around 3 o'clock, our nanny calls us up because Sharon was with me, and she goes, "Ted, are you in a place where you can handle something? I need to have you sit down." I said, "No, go ahead, Nikki." Her name was Nikki. I said, "Go ahead and talk to me. What's going on?" She goes, "Your mom died this morning at 4 o'clock. And so it was quantum entanglement that allowed me to know that happened. Now, that's all this stuff that we're learning about the universe and how it works and how energy is transmitted. And we're all quantumly entangled. We're quantumly entangled with Christ, because when we become a Christian, His blood is continually being spilled on the cross, because He remains a sacrifice for all times for us, because God is omnipresent. He's at the beginning of the universe. He's also on the cross, and He's also at the end of the universe, because He's in all time zones. He doesn't wear a wristwatch. He is omnipresent. He's everywhere all at once. And so God's blood, Jesus' blood, continues to spill a perfect DNA frequency to us as Christians, which restores us to the righteousness of God through Christ. So as long as we're saved and we're Christians, we're being continually restored by God. Now, what they're doing is this. They're trying to make taking the mark of the beast, or taking an implant, or taking these things they want you to take, as a normal thing. And see, our generation, we know enough about Christianity. We say, no, we don't want to be involved with all of this stuff. But Europe has already been secularized. Most of the people in Europe don't even go to church anymore. They don't even know what Genesis or Revelation or the books say, and anything about the mark of the beast. Because what they want willing participants in this. They want you to willingly allow yourself to be basically sacrificed to the beast and have your DNA changed. They want you to willingly take this mark. It's kind of like the old adage, when the vampire comes to your house, you have to invite him in. If you tell him to go away, he can't come through the front door. That's their mantra. That's their white magic with these Sabbateans, these druids, if you want to call them, is actually what they are. They've been around. This is the synagogue of Satan that Jesus called out in the book of John and also the book of Revelation. This is what these guys are. These guys control the sub-reality through their sacrifice and through their energy fields, and they've been doing so for eons. I mean, when Moses came and threw his staff down, it basically turned into a snake in front of Pharaoh, but then the Pharaoh's magicians turned right around. They threw their staff down and turned it into a snake. And the reason they were able to do that, because they could change physical reality because of their incantations. And all of this stuff was passed down through the generations, through the druids, through all of this stuff, and it all originally came from Genesis chapter 6 in the book of Enoch, when these fallen angels taught these human beings how to do this. These were the wizards and the warlocks and these people in the dark ages that were supposedly involved in all of these crazy things, which to us they're crazy, to them they're normal. So as long as we have the blood of Jesus, which continually sends its healing frequency through us through time space, because remember, a scalar wave is produced by our DNA. and that's how it connects with the other side of the planet so quickly. There is no distance variable in a scalar wave. Here's how you figure out what is, here's a simple way of looking at a scalar wave. If you take two radio waves and you lay them on top of each other like a Bose headset does to cancel out the radio or the sounds of waves, if you do that, you create a longitudinal wave. You create two longitudinal waves, you lay them on top of each other, which now requires six satellites or six dishes. You then are able to create a scalar wave. And scalar waves can transmit information through time space instantaneously. So if you pray, you create a scalar wave. When you pray, if you pray to God, if he's in Alpha Centauri or wherever you're praying to, wherever God happens to be at that time, of course he's omnipresent, so he's everywhere. I'm using that as an example. Then it goes there instantaneously through prayer. So that's why Christ's blood continues through scalar wave transmission to continually restore us interdimensionally through all time space. That's how salvation works, because we become the righteousness of God through Christ, because we're changed. So Joe, if you're a Christian and you're born again and you do not willingly take the mark of the beast to worship Lucifer, and you say, I'm not going to let you do this to me, you're not going to be changed. You're not going to be damned.
Right.
What the Bible talks about in the book of Revelation is these people that are going to line up. They're going to line up. They're going to line up to get their chips. They're going to line up to get their implants. They're going to line up to be connected to the D-Wave computer. They're going to line up to have their intelligence boosted. They're going to line up intentionally to accept the mark of the beast. That's what God's talking about in the book of Revelation, because these people will, as you said earlier, have their DNA forever changed because they don't have the restorative ability of the blood of Christ coming in and continually restoring them back to the righteousness of God through Christ. That's what's going to happen to
Amen.
These guys. So it's going to be bad.
Amen, Ted. And we're perfect timing with that. We're right up against the break, folks. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Ted Brewer of HealthMasters.com on this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We will be right back after these short messages. Don't go anywhere.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be.
Folks, I'm going to direct your attention to MasterPreps.com. MasterPreps.com. Wow. MasterPreps.com, the sponsor of our show, MasterPreps.com. That's MasterPreps.com. Take a visit there. High-quality items, made-in-America items. I mean, anything, everything you possibly want, from cooking utensils, cooking frying pans. It'll blow you away. Absolutely, Eric said.
It's insane. I mean, wow. Look at the products.
Folks, visit MasterPreps.com. Again, welcome to the Hagman and Hagman Report family, MasterPreps.com. I mean, wow, it's insane.
MasterPreps.com. Are you ready for what comes next?
Hi, I'm Grace Gonzalez from Caring Close in the Woods. We are an American family-owned company founded and built on skills and knowledge gained from responding to 18 major disasters in the U.S. and around the world. We found that most people don't have enough food and water to survive, let alone any medicinals to save their life. We're offering 25% off our must-have American Heritage Armies kit. It contains 12 homeopathic remedies, a booklet that goes over everything in your kit, and our brand new book, Major Disasters Lessons Learned. Just enter coupon code HAGMAN. In life or a disaster, you must be able to take care of yourself. You may not be a medical doctor, and your grandmother and your great-grandmother probably weren't either, but they still knew how to minister to their family's health issues, and so can you. Check out our American Heritage Remedies Kit at www.trainchosenwoods.com. Your life may depend on it.
Hello, everyone. This is Joe Charles, the guy whose voice is heard announcing for the Hagman and Hagman Report right here on YouTube and across the Global Star Radio Network. There have been many people wondering whose music is being played during those breaks. Well, you guessed it. And we're very pleased to announce that all that music and 11 brand new songs from the CD New Jerusalem is set for release on April 10th for download on iTunes. That means you can help support my ministry and be blessed by this awesome, inspiring recording. I have been fortunate to work with some phenomenal musicians from around the world that helped us put this recording together in the studio. Simply go to joecharlesmusic.com and click on the iTunes link. Or, if you'd rather have a CD, we'll send one right out to you. Just leave me your email and we'll get right back to you. And thanks to Doug and Joe Hagman for making this all possible. God bless.
We are so thankful that each and every one of you are tuned in listening to us tonight. Please tell a friend about our broadcast. Tell a friend about all the lineup on Global Star Radio Network, including the Ted Brower, Austin Brower Show. It's a fantastic show. Tune in, of course, daily to Ted and his son, Austin. You know, I like to say that the Hagman Report is a premier father-son investigative reporting team on the radio. But Ted and Austin have a great dynamic. The only thing that separates us is, of course, is the investigator status. Not that that makes any difference. But Ted and Austin do a great job on their show. I listen to it daily. I'm about three shows behind. I can never catch up, but the information they deliver on their radio show, on their broadcast, is just second to none. And that's right here on the Global Star Radio Network. So I want to thank them. Their home base, of course, healthmasters.com. And if you haven't done so already, please order your multiple vitamins from Health Masters. And you're going to get hooked because you're going to feel a whole lot different. I know we have. Before we get back to Ted, I just want to mention that, earlier today, Anthony Weiner tearfully pled guilty to sexting a minor, apologizing in court to the teenage victim and blaming his own, quote, destructive impulses for the prison time that now awaits him. And, of course, the federal judge in New York, District Court New York, accepted Weiner's admission to sending sexually explicit text to a minor across state lines. And as part of the plea agreement, Weiner agreed not to appeal any sentence, listen to this, between 21 and 27 months in prison. So I got a feeling it's going to be 23 and a half months that he'll get. And he also must register as a sex offender. Yeah, sex offender Weiner. Okay. And just hours later, Huma Abedin filed for divorce from the registered sex offender, Anthony Weiner. You talk about a disgrace and a despicable individual. That's, in my personal opinion, is Anthony Weiner. But the second question about that is, what about the findings from his computer? I've been pushing as hard as I can all my contacts at NYPD, for tell us, release the emails, even if you have to take one for the team. Release the emails, the 650,000 emails. Release them to the public. Even if they can trace it back to you. Send it to WikiLeaks. Do whatever, but please do so. Greeninnovative.com. Greeninnovative.com is the place to go for the GMAG Super Charged battery. I'm going to tell you something. Greeninnovative has got the best battery charger on the market, in terms of, it's portable. It has no moving parts. It's just takes salt and water and the pucks that go with the Greeninnovative power cell, the GMAG power cell. And now Alan Riggs, the owner, of course, has created a device that actually it's more power for the batteries.
Yeah, Alan Riggs over at Greeninnovative figured out a way to triple the output of the power pucks for the battery charger, and now each pair of power pucks will charge 300 batteries instead of just over the 100 batteries from the previous power pucks, which is a tremendous improvement at a savings to you. Folks, visit greeninnovative.com and see what they have that could help you in your or any emergency with their saltwater powered battery chargers. And we can't just think of, you know, when the world ends or, you know, when the tribulation comes, when the country collapses. This is a convenient and easy preparation that will allow you to make power anytime, anywhere, in any weather, day or night. And once you get the GMAG charger, all you need to do is replace the power pucks. And again, they just found out that they can triple the amount of batteries that are being charged. It's affordable, convenient, and it offers you portable power for any situation. That's greeninnovative.com. Let's get back to our guest, Dr. Ted Brewer from healthmasters.com. Dr. Ted, right the last segment, you summed up very nicely the questions about the DNA and the mark of the beast. Where do you want to go from here?
Well, I want to address the thing with Wiener real quick. Remember Ken LaHaye from Enron, Doug, Joe?
Yeah.
Enron.
Remember that billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars were defrauded from the taxpayers in California as far as utility costs. And then, of course, we know that the evidence for against Enron was being held in the FBI headquarters there in building number 7 in Washington or in New York City that came down during the trade towers. So no further prosecution was done with all these other people that involved. And Ken LaHaye took the fall. Now, think about this for a second with Wiener. Ken LaHaye was going to start singing like a canary because he ended up basically getting sentenced. And suddenly he goes to his jail sentence, says his jail after he's being sentenced, and he's dead minutes later, hours later, immediately cremated, no autopsies ever done, and never be heard of again. Now, personally, I believe, this is my own opinion, that Ken LaHaye had a doggone failsafe and he didn't have a whole bunch of information dumped to the media if something happened to him or he went to jail. And I think what happened with this boy is he got himself some plastic surgery and he's living somewhere in a third world non-extradition country for the rest of his life. That's what I think. Now, the same thing is true. They don't want Wiener to start singing like a canary. Suddenly, he pleads guilty to sexting, so there's no long drawn-out trial on this. Suddenly, his wife divorces him. Suddenly, now he's no longer available for the media to talk to about his computer, and suddenly now he's going to go in jail. Now, we already know that when people go to jail and they're sexual perverts with children especially, they don't last very long unless he goes to a minimum security facility. But I would not be surprised, Doug, if Wiener suddenly turns up dead. All of a sudden, he's quickly cremated with no autopsy, and he lives his life out after he sees a plastic surgeon in a third world country. I mean, this is how these people work, Doug, and if I'm wrong, correct me.
Have you seen him? He's going to need a team of plastic surgeons to change that face.
Yeah,
but it's interesting.
Yeah.
No, and you know, yeah, Kenneth Lay, 64 years old, died at 64.
Yeah.
That's an incredible story that you brought up with the Enron Corporation. The securities fraud, 10 counts. Yeah, you're right, man. You're right.
But the thing about it, I mean, they shut Ken Lay up. He's going to go to jail, wasn't going to talk to any reporters, and suddenly he's dead within hours after sentencing, and then all of a sudden now Wiener's basically going to jail, and I would not be surprised. This is exactly like with SEAL Team 6, when it happened with Osama bin Laden, where that's false killing of Osama bin Laden under Obama and Clinton. And I told my wife, I said, these boys are dead. She goes, what do you mean they're dead? I said, SEAL Team 6 is dead. I said, they're going to get killed. And instead, what, 3-4 months later, their helicopter blew up, killed a bunch of the team members. I mean, this is how these guys work. They don't want a bunch of swift boat people running around like they did with John Kerry, Skull and Bones boy. They don't want people saying, hey, what a lowlife John Kerry was in Vietnam and what he did, and talking about him during the election process. They've got to maintain and control the narrative. And when you get a loose cannon on deck like Wiener, who's got this computer now that's been seized, like you said, with 650,000 pages of information on it, you know, with that Uma Deen was basically keeping in her personal file, supposedly to prevent herself from being killed by Clinton if all of this stuff started coming out. All of a sudden now, they don't want anybody involved with any of that to sing like a canary to the media. So let's see what happens with Wiener. Let's see if anything goes wrong with him. Let's see if this show tonight stopped them from doing that we've already called them out in advance. Let's find out what these guys are willing to do in the deep state to this guy who's deeply, deeply involved with those Podesta emails, with the Wiener emails, with sexting, these perversions that they're involved in, all of this stuff. Now, I also talked about today on the show, on my show, that I want to cover allergies with children and why so many children have allergy problems in the United States now, and they're not happening around the world. I'm talking about milk, eggs, soy, peanuts, and wheat are the primary allergens with kids. And I want to talk about why it's so important. Because, guys, listen to me. When God restores us and restores our DNA to the righteousness of God through Christ, it doesn't mean that toxins in the environment aren't going to affect us. It doesn't mean if you happen to step out in front of a semi-truck and you didn't see the truck coming that you're not going to get killed. It doesn't mean you don't have to be careful. The biggest problem that we have is that so many people, they think they can eat or do whatever they want to do, Doug, for as long as they want to do it, and nothing's going to affect them or their health, and they can continue to treat their body like a garbage scow. I remember years ago, to Savannah. She's 14 years old now, my youngest daughter. She went to a place over in Lakeland. It was a Oktoberfest. It was like a fun time with the kids instead of having Halloween. And she went in, she had a cupcake that had red dye or blue dyes on it. And I remember all of a sudden I see her, she's got splotches all over her face. All of a sudden, her throat is swelling shut. We had to get her on Benadryl immediately to prevent her from having to be hospitalized. And I thought to myself, what in the world was so toxic in these chemicals that she put in her body that allowed her body to do this? Austin, the same thing happened to him when he was a little kid. He's back in the late 80s, early 90s. He drank some red punch in some beverage they had at the same church, by the way, and he got deathly ill from that and basically was coughing for almost 6 months. So I started doing research on what's going on with our food supply and why so many kids have so many allergy problems, Doug and Joe. And I want everybody, if they haven't heard any, if all the other stuff that we've talked about tonight has been a little bit too weird for you, well, guys, to be honest with you, it's a little bit too weird for me, too. I don't like talking about a lot of that stuff on a regular basis. Just because I know about it, I mean, I want to focus on it. But I understand how a lot of this deep state stuff works from this child stuff. And again, if you want more detail on any of this stuff, and if you don't think this is real, listen to Russ Dizdar. He'll get you cued in really, really quick, because I know, Doug, you work with Russ a lot in these cases of this ritual satanic child abuse stuff that they're involved in, or that these elites are in. But let's talk about why this is going on and why so many people have so many allergy problems. Now, I'm going to cover the immunization aspect of this in a few moments, and it's going to tie together with it. So everybody stay with me for a few moments. I want to tell you why you're having so many allergy issues. Now, we have to figure out how in the world can a child not have any allergies back in the 80s, 70s, and 60s, and all of a sudden in the late 80s and 90s, these start having huge amounts of peanut allergies and all these other food allergies. Well, we have to realize that right now, 1 in 17 children have a food allergy in the United States. From 1997 to 2002, we developed huge amounts of peanut allergies. Right now, we have a 267% increase in hospitalization and ER visits from food allergies with children's throats swelling shut. Now, what we have to understand is that bodies see foreign proteins as foreign invaders. And so when we have something we put into our body that's a protein, either be it's immunization or something that we're eating and our bodies aren't used to it, our DNA, our body responds through the macrophages in the system and they release white blood cells and they see this thing as an invading something or another. They don't know what it is. They just know that God didn't put it here. It's not supposed to be here. So the body starts to release cytokines, which are chemical messengers for the macrophages to come and to destroy this particular food, causing a hyperreaction or a histamine response, causing this child to throat to swell shut, and all of these things happen simultaneously in the body with these severe allergy reactions. So we have to ask ourselves, why suddenly has food become toxic to children? Well, let me tell you how this happened. Back in the 1990s, new proteins were engineered to our food supply to maximize profitability to manufacturers. A lot of this was done through Monsanto, through the use of different types of GMO products they were putting into the foods themselves to increase crop yield. Now, remember, no human trials were done. Now, the reason no human trials were done with any of this stuff was because of the tobacco industry. Now, this is something else that a lot of you are unaware of. Tobacco was basically, you know, put onto the market without human trial studies because they said there was substantial equivalence to facilitate approval processes with no human trials. That's the term they use. Substantial equivalence to facilitate approval of process with no human trials. So the tobacco companies were used as a template to model this like they're doing the chemtrails with the court case that we talked about earlier. In other words, they said, well, you haven't proven to us that these products are toxic, so we're not going to stop them from going onto the market, even though they refused to do human trials with this. So here's what happened. In 1994, Monsanto developed bovine growth hormone. This is when they started injecting cows with this hormone, causing cows to produce more milk, but it also caused mastitis in the udders. They caused the cows to have to go on huge amounts of antibiotics. Dozens of other governments around the world said absolutely no to Monsanto and their bovine growth hormone. The United States said, yeah, sure, why not? Let's do it. Let's see what happens. Well, they're used to experimenting on us anyhow, so why do they care? I mean, pretty much every European country and countries all around the world, including New Zealand, said no, absolutely not. You're not going to bring these products into our countries using these hormones, this bovine growth hormone. This is why why I mentioned earlier in the show with the investigators report, when they were going to do a show on Monsanto and bovine growth hormone back in the 90s to try to show everybody how poisonous and toxic this particular product was, they suddenly said, hey, you know, we're not going to air that show and we're going to sue you or drop the advertising for all of the other products that we advertise on your show because you can't talk about this. You can't warn the people because you can't prove this because their double-blind studies haven't been done causing this product to basically be proven that it'll kill people or cause all of these problems. Now, listen to these statistics that happened after that. So, ask yourself a question. How many glasses of milk have you given your children? How many sippy cups of milk have you given your little kids? How many bowls of cereal have you given your husband or your other kids with this Monsanto bovine growth hormone? That's why it's so important that we don't allow ourselves to eat milk or drink milk products contaminated with bovine growth hormone. That's why back in the 90s, Doug, when I saw this happening, we put together our list of the top 10 foods never to eat. And number 8 on my top 10 list back over 20 years ago was high-fat dairy products that was non-organic because of bovine growth hormone. You can listen to my old tapes that we did on YouTube, and I talk about it, you know, 20, 30 years ago because I realized how important it was to eat organic. And then when this came out 23 years ago, I start talking about the bovine growth hormone. Now, what it also does, which nobody bothered to tell anybody, it has a causes massive increases in breast, prostate, and colon cancer. USA has the highest cancer rates in the world. In Japan, if you come from Japan and you move to the United States, which has one of the lowest cancer rates, by the way, suddenly your cancer rates become that of the United States. Why is that? Because it's environmentally induced. 1 out of 2 men, 50% of the male population gets cancer sometime in their life. 1 out of 3 women get cancer. But here's what's interesting with breast cancer. 1 out of 8 women will get breast cancer in the United States during their life. But 90% of those women who get breast cancer, their breast cancers are environmentally triggered, which means it's something that they're doing in their body that's causing the breast cancer. So if you have 1 million women diagnosed with cancer, breast cancer in the United States, 900,000 of those women could have been prevented by changing the environmental standards in which they live, the foods they put into the body, and then the supplements they're taking. That's why a couple years ago, I remember Katie from Dave Hodges' show, she used to be a co-host with him, she called me up and she had breast cancer. She was working with an oncologist out there in Colorado and working with another nutrition doctor out in Colorado to try to help her to figure out what to do with her breast cancer. And I told her, I said, Katie, there's some things that you could do to massively improve your immune system. And I gave her a list of things to do to increase her immune system to help fight the cancer. And she was able to, working with her doctor out there, to completely get rid of the breast cancer, Doug and Joe, without taking any chemotherapy or radiation. But now I want to warn the ladies right now who are listening to me who just heard me say that. Katie was extremely vigilant in what she was doing. She did exactly what she was supposed to do with the doctor that she was working with out in Denver. And she followed the protocol exactly the way it was laid out for her. It's very complicated and it's also very expensive to take that many supplements every single day. But what it does is a natural treatment protocol. The problem is the insurance companies don't cover it. So it's out of pocket. It's all out of pocket. In fact, I remember Dave raised close to $20,000 for Katie for this treatment that she went through, but she was able to completely recover from the cancer without having to do the chemotherapy or the radiation. And her doctor could not understand how in the world that was even possible. But guys, listen to me. Look at coffee. Coffee contains a component called the methylxanthine. Coffee actually increases the risks of fibroid tumor formation in breast tissue in women, and a lot of researchers feel it increases the risks of breast cancer in women, including myself. I believe that it does. Alcohol is the same thing. It increases the risk of pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, cirrhosis of liver, alcoholism, and breast cancer in women. Not having sufficient quantities of potassium iodide in your diet causes a massive increase of breast cancer. Everybody listening needs to be taking at least 12.5 milligrams of potassium iodide every single day. We have a nascent iodide that we use. It's molecular iodine. It's phenomenal. It's like $20. It's super inexpensive at healthmasters.com. It's the best on the market, and it gives you 12.5 milligrams per day. If you do that with the vitamin D3 and you keep your D3 levels around 65 on the blood test for D3, you'll have an incredibly low risk of coming down with breast cancer. It massively mitigates the risks of breast cancer, especially if you cut out the alcohol and cut out the coffee. If you want to have energy in the morning when you get out of bed, hey guys, don't get me wrong. I love coffee. I really do. In fact, last week, We were in Asheville, North Carolina, which is basically a lot of witches are up there. I saw that. You know, they had running around in witches' uniforms. It was kind of weird. But we actually, I had a cup of coffee the other morning in the hotel. Now, I haven't had a cup of coffee in probably 6 or 8 months. And reality is I didn't feel very good all day after I had the coffee. Finally, I told Sharon, I said, I've got to get some protein in my body, but I messed up my blood sugar with this coffee, and I don't feel right. And so I ate some protein, and I started feeling better. But the reality is I do that very, very rarely, and no, I haven't had any coffee today. But, yes, I have had a purple stick about 2 hours ago. So it really
gives you rock, by the way. Purple sticks rock.
Oh, man, I know. I love those things. And they don't get you – and they let you sleep at night. At 11 o'clock tonight, I go to bed and sleep like a baby. If I had drunk a cup of coffee 2 hours ago, I'd be up all night because it elevates cortisol, which is a stress hormone, which makes you store body fat. And it also increases the risk of high blood pressure. It also increases the risks of heart disease. According to the British Medical Journal Lancet, just 5 cups of coffee a day in a man can increase his risk of heart disease by up to 50%. So, guys, listen to me. If you're sucking down coffee all day, and women, if you're sucking down coffee all day, why? How bad does it have to get? Do you have to come down with breast cancer? Do you have to come down with heart disease before you decide to make a healthier change? And see, and that's why the guy that I was talking to earlier today, the subcontractor, who's had such good results with his blood sugar and his allergies in just a couple of days, I asked him a simple question. I said, I'm not going to preach morality at you. I'm not going to tell you the goods and the bads and the uglies of this. I'm just going to tell you the consequences of what's going to happen to you if you have diabetes. Diabetes is one of the primary causes of blindness in the United States. In fact, it is the primary cause of blindness in the United States from diabetic retinopathy. It's also the number one cause of amputations in the United States. So how bad does it have to get before you decide not to do this anymore? And he looked at me kind of funny because I hadn't really thought about that. I said, well, that's a question you have to ask yourself. What risk are you willing to take? If you have 100 light switches on the wall and 5 of those light switches give you cancer when you flip them on or kill you dead with a shock, you know, you don't want to flip any of the light switches on. Well, that's a 5% chance of being electrocuted. Well, you know, we're telling you now that 1 in 2 men come down with cancer and 1 in 3 women come down with cancer in the United States. Those are pretty horrible odds. And then 90% of the women who come down with breast cancer are directly it's environmentally reproduced. Hey, guys, those are odds I don't want to deal with. Those are things that are just too awful to deal with. So anyhow, that's just the bovine growth hormone. Now let's try soy. Now we know
Hey, Ted, can I ask you a question real quick?
Sure, buddy.
Okay, you were on the topic of breast cancer, and my wife had an appointment this week. And in the waiting room, it's how she knows this. There was conversations among the women, and they were all there for the same test, and they were all there because of I believe that the term is dense breast tissue.
Fibroid tissue.
Okay.
Is dense.
And calcium buildup, or I'm not sure. To be honest with you, I kind of half listened, but it's all an epidemic. Is that related to what you're talking about or not?
All of it, yes. The bovine growth hormone can lead to fibroid tumors. So is coffee, by the way. And so
okay,
that's
right.
Breast tissue. And plus the calcium buildup. Also, remember too, guys, women who use antiperspirant deodorants have a much higher incidence of breast cancer. I mean, we've talked about it in detail on your show. I mean, you don't want to be involved with antiperspirant deodorants because you're putting that deodorant underneath your armpit that contains aluminum chlorhydrate. And these cancer cells, when they're actually examined, these cancer clumps, these tumors, they have high concentrations of aluminum in them. So, ladies, if you're listening to me for a second, go to our website, healthmasters.com. We have a magnesium deodorant that works absolutely great. I use it on a regular basis, and it doesn't cause all this buildup. In fact, it has magnesium in it, which actually feeds your body because magnesium is used in over 200 biochemical reactions. So yes, Doug, a lot of women are very concerned now. That's why a lot of women are doing these mammographies on a regular basis to be tested for breast cancer. The problem is the false positives with the mammography. In some cases, they're up to 50% false positives. So you go through an entire program
that's right.
of breast cancer with a false positive. It's crazy.
Yeah, and that was, in fact, my wife had overheard the conversation, interjected herself, and said exactly what you said about the false positives, and even mentioned Health Masters because of our talks together. So it was really kind of an interesting, enlightening conversation. But yeah, that's okay. Hey, wow.
I mean, think about it. I mean, if you know that potassium iodide and vitamin D3 and vitamin C massively reduce your risk of breast cancer and other cancers in general, and it's literally pennies a day, why wouldn't you do it? I mean, that's how I look at it. My buddy here, the subcontractor up here, he told me he was spending hundreds of dollars a month on medication, hundreds of dollars a month on medication and other stuff he was taking already because the insurance wasn't covering it. And plus, it was causing a problem with the impotency. I mean, think about this for a second. I mean, a 38-year-old guy who's impotent. I mean, this is some sad. This is serious information. And I'm telling you guys right now that these are side effects of blood pressure medicine. And there's other. There's a plethora of side effects. But the reality is, if you don't get your blood pressure down, if you don't do what you need to do to get the blood pressure down, in fact, our HGH stimulate works absolutely wonderful for helping to maintain healthy, normal blood pressure, along with our organic beet, non-GMO beet powder. You mix a scoop of each of those together twice a day, and it really helps to regulate blood pressure naturally. Remember, you told me that he said my blood pressure is already down the first day. I said, well, yeah, I know. That's what it does. And see, this is the thing that you have to understand. If you eat the right foods and take the right supplements, it's amazing how much energy you're going to have. In fact, I forgot to mention this. I know we're almost probably two-thirds of the way through the show. We're having a sale at Health Masters. It's Doug 5 tonight. It's 5% off, but that does not include the specials. In other words, the three-pack specials or the kits that we massively discount anyhow are not included in that. So if you go to order anything now at the website, it's going to be 5% off. No minimum. You could do, or maximum. You can order whatever you want to do at Health Master. And by the way, I want to say something to you guys. I want to thank you for supporting us. I've already said that once again. I want to say it again. So many of the Hagman listeners and the listeners to my shows order their multiple vitamins or their B complex or their vitamin C or their D3 or their iodine from us. And that helps us to support your show, helps us support our show, helps us support Dave Hodges' show. And we try to help everybody we possibly can to stay on the air, for heaven's sakes. Now, I want to make a comment. A couple of months ago, when I just turned, I was 61 and Sharon turned 60, we went and had some new photos done for our website and for our supplements. Now, I know this photo is kind of over the top. I got that. It's posted on the right now on YouTube. And here's why I'm saying this. I'm 61 in that photo. Sharon's 60. Those are unretouched photos. Austin's 28. So Atlanta's 28. The reason I put those photos up is I want you guys to realize is that we practice what we preach. We work out, we take supplements, we eat right. I used to tell people when I was on the seminar circuit with President Bush and Colin Powell and Schwarzkopf and all those guys back in the 90s, you know, I'd walk out on the platform and there'd be 40,000 people in attendance in a doggone stadium. It was crazy how big these seminars were we did back 20 years ago. And I would tell folks, I'd say, if I waddled out here at 400 or 500 pounds, nobody would listen to anything that I said. See, that's the whole thing.
Ted, we're right up against the break, and no, you're exactly right. Who's going to listen to?
I look that good.
Yeah. Folks, we'll be right back. We're talking with Dr. Ted Brewer from HealthMasters.com, HealthMasters.com. We'll be right back with our final hour after these short messages. Stay with us.
Just what kind of thriller predicts the future? In 3 days in the belly of the beast, Daniel Holdings wrote about the God particle before CERN actually discovered the God particle. In As the Darkness Falls, Daniel wrote about an Islamist terrorist confederacy that rose up out of Syria and declared a caliphate 3 years before ISIS was ever heard of. In his newest novel, Between the Veil, Daniel talks about a space between dimensions where supernatural beings can walk. He says that these novels are a warning from the Creator to his creation. Will war come to America? Will the world's economies collapse? Are we looking at increased earthquakes and volcanic activity? Will the United States fall into civil war? You can find all of Daniel's work at his website, DanielHoldings.com. That's DanielHoldings.com. All of these things and more are talked about in Daniel's books. To find out what's coming next, go to DanielHoldings.com.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.